From the internet. From the internet. To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It's time once again for the Stephen Roy Show, and yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. It is the 29th of November. It's a Friday. Recording the show early this week. Got Steph going on tomorrow, an early Texas Tech game. You know that's a priority, right? It's our last game of the regular season. Today, the Kings. I said the Kings last night when I was talking to Deep. I don't know where that comes from. The only Kings I know of are LA Kings hockey and Sacramento Kings basketball, neither of which I've ever been to. And I lived near the Kings. Well, heck, I didn't live far from the Los Angeles Kings either. Didn't they used to play in the Forum? I went there a couple times for basketball. I went there, I think I went there for boxing once. And I had terrible seats, but that was kind of cool to be there for boxing. First time I'd ever done that. Got free tickets. Went to the Sports Arena once for LA. What do they call that? Indoor football? Arena. Went to arena football. That was fun. Even went to a USFL game back in the day in the Coliseum. I believe it was the Coliseum, if memory serves. Doesn't really matter. The point is, I think Steve Young was quarterback for the LA team because they paid him a bunch of money. Of course, the league didn't last. And you know where he became famous as 49ers quarterback. I think he went to BYU, I think. BYU sounds right. I don't know. Anyway, don't matter. It don't matter, really. It's good to be with you here on the Stephen Roy Podcast. Thanks to Dishnut Pat and everyone who makes the... thanks to the Dishnuts for broadcasting the show on Radio Free Dishnuts. And thank you to everyone who makes the Gamebird server possible. That's where my podcast is. The Stephen Roy Podcast. You can get the link to that at the top of my X at Stephen Roy Radio. The Rumble video that we record during the podcast is there too. So my goal today was to start by 11:45. Started at 11:47. That's not too bad. Because I wanted to be able to see the Chiefs play at 2. That's right. I'm a Chiefs fan and not a scared to admit it. So let me drink some coffee and then we'll do the Rumble. Totally unprepared. And sometimes that's the best radio and television, isn't it? When you're unprepared? Yep. I should talk about that on the Rumble. So it's not all about politics. All right. So let me take these headphones off and we will start the rumblage. You like how I say that? The rumblage? Get my chair all situated because it looks stupid if you do that. During the rumblage, get the microphone that I just hit with my shoulder. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for the day after Thanksgiving, November 29th. The year of our Lord, 2024. I am your hoster. I almost said hostess. Guess that would make me the hoster, Stephen Roy. Yes, that's my real name. Yeah, you notice I got my Trump shirt on today? Trump, 45-47. I'm not going to talk a lot. I don't want to talk about politics today. You know I will. I thought I'd talk about like my history of broadcasting. Because there's people that are looking at the Rumble and the podcast for possible radio stations that I may or may not work for. I predict I won't because they won't pay anything. And I'm not going to go for pennies. I did that with many jobs. Took a very low wage. And that was my own fault. My own fault. I'm not going to say which jobs, but yes, I've learned my lesson. Look,
this Thanksgiving, I am as I always am, I'm very thankful for everything I have in my life.
And I noticed that it's not recording right again. It's, I don't know if it's the mixer or if it's it's got to be the mixer, right? If it's low now. Well, see, now it's seems fine, doesn't seem fine. I don't know. Let's just keep going.
So, I'm very thankful for all the things I have in my life. I am truly blessed. I prayed and prayed and prayed. You know, we've got two signs in our house that says, I still remember the days I prayed for everything I have now. Yes, sure. After we win the over $500 million Mega Millions tonight, we can do amazing things with the money. And I mean amazing. Because I've been given a vision from God to do several amazing things. I'm not going to talk about it here. Yes, I have in the past. If you want to watch like 20 years worth of Rumbles, you'll probably find it. But Dee always tells me, don't tell everybody about it, David. Don't tell everybody. Because they'll copy you. Yeah, that's probably true. But I have a vision for amazing things. But of course, it might take $100 million to do it. So maybe not quite that much, because I'm not going to spend that much. But it will probably take $20 million to do all the things I've envisioned. So we will cross that bridge when we get there, right? How many times have you heard that? So amazing things are happening in this nation today. Yesterday on Thanksgiving, President Trump had a big Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, it was an amazing supper. For Elon Musk was there. All kinds of dignitaries were there, as expected, and it was awesome. It really was. It was awesome. And guess what? They just started playing. They started playing YMCA. And people were doing the Trump dance at Mar-a-Lago, including President Trump, obviously. But they're doing it all over the nation. And it's absolutely incredible. And it makes no difference what demographic you're from, what age you are, what national origin you are. They're doing it in the NFL. They're doing it in the UFC. They're doing it everywhere. And it is awesome. Awesome. So I don't like celebrations after touchdowns. I especially don't like if you're doing some crazy dance before you even get to the end zone. I do not like it. In fact, I remember a Texas Tech game years ago. Oh, I left that light on. I should turn it off. Oh, well, let's keep going. It's washing out my head, as you can see, but I'm not going to stop. Too much light, but that's okay. Because I didn't turn on that light over there I usually have on. But oh, well, let's just keep going. So I remember when a gentleman from Texas Tech was going to the end zone, and then he held the ball out like this, taunting some guy, and guess what? It was not a touchdown. It was a taunting penalty, and they had to go back to that spot right there where he was taunting the opposition. And I like that. I like that call, because I don't like that. I don't like over-celebration. I do not. Do not like it. So what was it before I said? I think it was the jiggy that I said was okay you could do, because I saw that on the show Receiver on the Flicks. And now the only acceptable drum dance is the Trump dance after you score a touchdown. Speaking of the Flicks, if you want to see a good show on the Flicks, I probably should be paid to advertise for them, and I'm not going to advertise for them, but just look for the show The Madness. The Mandus. And I'm sorry. Is his name Domingo? I'm so bad with names. It's embarrassing. But the gentleman that's the main actor in The Madness was very well known for his... He was a main actor on Fear the Walking Dead. He was a main character on Fear the Walking Dead. So he will forever be in the Walking Dead universe. Because he was a main character on Fear the Walking Dead, which obviously is done with its run. It ran for several seasons. So really enjoying that show. Watched that last night after the Cowboys won. Oh, Mike McCarthy was happy. They have a winning streak going now. So I think it's pretty awesome that there is positive, there is so much. There is joy now in the United States of America, and not just the United States, all over the world, because when the United States is leading with peace and prosperity, when our military is strong, when we lead from a place of strength, not, you know, I'm a drag queen. That's not what your military needs to be known for. Your military needs to be known for, if you F with the United States, we will stomp on you. So don't do it. Right? When Teddy Roosevelt was president, one of the first Republican presidents, they had a problem with pirates. Isn't it ironic? We have pirates now in the Persian Gulf. So they had a problem with pirates. You know what they did? They rounded up a dozen of them. And they took bullets and dipped them in blood, Muslim pirates. And they shot 11 of them with the bullets dipped in pig's blood, which is a no-no for the Muzz. And then they sent that last man home to tell everybody what we did. We destroyed these men forever, right? I guess they burn in hell. I don't know. I don't pretend to know that culture. Because the bullets were dipped in blood. In pig's blood. So what's the point? The point is, what do you think these terrorists attacking Israel see when they see women killing their fellow Muzzies? What do you think they think? You know, oh, they're eternal damnation, right? Because women aren't supposed to be killing them. I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. And I think we need a policy like Israel where you have a mandatory service, right? We're talking about compulsory service. When you turn 18, you have a choice. A, you go in the military, you serve 2 years minimum, or B, you have to serve in like Peace Corps, California Conservation Corps is what I know from living in the left on the left coast, and they work their A's off, cutting brush, doing stuff like that. Yeah, they work hard. So that's your choice. That compulsory service will be good to you. Look, I'm a perfect example of it. When I went in the Marine Corps at 19, I entered the Marine Corps a boy who never had any adversity in his life, and I graduated from MCRD San Diego, that's Marine Corps Recruit Depot San Diego, and when I graduated a man. So when people complain about the stupidest stuff, you know what I think of? Wow, really? Really? A delicate snowflake? I think you need to grow a pair and be a man. I guess that... That could be funny if it's a trans woman. I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. Look, I'm not going to judge you for your sexuality, your gender identity, your sexual preference. I'm not going to judge you. I posted something on the X at Steve and Roy Radio, and someone said, when it comes to trans, shouldn't you love your neighbor? And I said, absolutely. Look, it doesn't matter to me if you're a member of the LGBTQ EIAWTF AIO AEIOU plus minus pound sign sterling silver, I don't know, plus minus whatever part of that community you are. God bless you. You are welcome in my church. Hey, you don't believe me? Let me know. You can email me at Stephen Roy Radio. I give you permission to give me a direct message on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Tell me you want to come to my church. You don't know where it is? Look up thewaylbk.com. Thewaylbk.com. That's my church. You're welcome to come this Sunday, and I will welcome you there. I'll save you a seat. That's right. Everyone is welcome at our church. You know why? Because we are all the same in the eyes of God. We are all brothers and sisters in the eyes of God. So I'm not going to judge you. Oh, if you want my opinion, I'll give it to you. You should know that by now. For example, I don't think there should be dudes in women's sports. Now, Boise State was supposed to play San Jose State. in the semifinal round of their, I think it's the Mountain West League Championship, right? Not league championship, but their tournament. Right? Like the Big 12 has a tournament after every season in basketball, in baseball. Okay. So this is like their annual tournament. You already have a league champion, right? Then they have a tournament in volleyball. And Boise State was supposed to face San Jose State for the semifinal. And Boise State forfeited because San Jose State has a dude. Now, it is a fact, documented, that this dude is intentionally hurting women. Not, oops, sorry, I hurt you. No, intentionally hurting women. And has put many women in the hospital with a fractured skull, busted occipital bone, right? Broken face bones, concussions, brain injuries. And that's not okay, San Jose State. It's not. Look, men are naturally stronger. I don't really care if you like it or not. It is a fact. Double T. Guns up. Going to a basketball game tonight. And looking forward to it. We got some good seats. I paid like $38 a seat, which is good. For anything in the lower bowl, it's and like 20 rows up is good. Those are good seats. So I'm looking forward to going to the game. D and I. Tonight. So that's another reason why I wanted to get the show done. Because I hope not I don't get up early tomorrow. And there's an early football game on national television between Texas Tech and West Virginia. So I wanted to talk for a minute about how I got into broadcasting. And, you know, like I said, there's radio. I know there might be TV stations watching, but and I have a great face for radio. So this would look better if it had makeup on it. I can tell you that. Anyway, so with this, see how it's washed out? Beep, better. Beep. Anyway, let me tell you how I got started in broadcasting. And I thought about this. D was watching Seabiscuit the other day, and I used to work with a lady whose husband rode horses at Santa Anita Racetrack at Hollywood Park that doesn't exist anymore, because that's where SoFi the football stadium is now. He used to ride horses, exercise them at these major tracks, and so he would have to travel. Went, you know, with wherever the horses went to compete in horse racing. And she taught me how to broadcast on public access television. That was my first foray into broadcasting. You're asking right now, what is public access programming, DB? Well, let me tell you about PEG Access. PEG Access Television is programming that's produced locally in the community, right? So, public access is where anyone in the public can produce their own TV show. You may remember on Seinfeld, they talked about the Naked Channel, right? Well, there was a TV show on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, MNN, that was actually people naked. And when they tried to censor them, they actually sued and won. And they were allowed to be on the air late at night. Now, they used to, now with cable, it doesn't exist so much anymore. But on regular television, right, there used to be this thing called safe harbor hours. You were not allowed to broadcast, like, you know, foul language until after 10 p.m. So you had to broadcast this kind of stuff after 10 p.m. And so that's what they did with the Naked Show. Now, my public access show was called Tech Stuff, your show about technology. And I was head-end technician. The head-end is where the cable comes from. That's kind of like the central office in cable TV. Well, now cable is more internet than it is TV. More, I mean, most cable companies, less than half of their customers even have TV anymore. What do they want? They want internet. Now, if I didn't work in the cable telecommunications industry, I wouldn't pay for cable. I'm just being honest with you. If I was a bazillionaire, I wouldn't pay for cable. I would pay for cable, but on a limited basis, right? I wouldn't pay for all the things that I have now. I wouldn't. I just wouldn't. Because I don't watch that much cable TV. I watch more stuff streaming now. Give you an example. Today's football game between the Chiefs and the Raiders is on Prime Video, right? And on Christmas Day, the Chiefs game's going to be on Netflix. Now, that's going to be an S show, I can tell you right now, because the Tyson fight was absolutely ridiculous. Now, they're probably not going to have as many viewers on a football game as they did on that terrible farce of a fight. That was no fight. That was like a WWF orchestrated deal. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. Anyway, so that's streaming. So,
this is great television and radio, Demon.
Yeah, I know. I got all situated in my seat, you know, before doing the show. And I dropped my Kleenex. I know, that's great television and radio. So I took a class in the local public access studio and learned how to do television broadcasting at a very basic level. One of the first things that I learned is that it shouldn't be scripted. You know, the best television and radio you will ever see is live, because the only way that it can be spontaneous is if it's live. If it's recorded, like a Cackling Cammy video, then it's edited. Remember the 60 Minutes video where they edited out her answer and substituted it for another nonsensical answer? I mean, can you believe that? That's not even an interview. It's a election ad. That's what it is. It's nothing more than advertising for the Cackling Cammy. And thank goodness she lost, because we are learning more and more about how ridiculous their spending was. In fact, a lot of Democratic fundraisers are saying, you know what? She is disqualified from ever running again, ever, for anything, because of her ridiculous spending. I mean, they spent like over $20 million on the last day before the election with all these stupid concerts. Now, they claim they didn't pay artists, but we know that's a lie, because they paid Oprah $250,000 for Cammy to be on there, and she was terrible. Absolutely terrible. Yeah, I know. I've been a little under the weather. Much better than I was last week. Last week, we didn't feel good. We didn't even go to church. We watched it at home because we were not feeling good. So we're 100% better now. Now the only thing that I have is a dry cough. You ever have a dry cough? A dry cough is when your throat gets dry, you cough. That's the only time I cough now. So I'm going to have to take some water tonight, because I don't want to cough. You remember when coughing was, oh my God, he's got the Rona. He's got the Wuhan flu. Oh my God. Remember that? Oh, he got the Rona. Yeah, well, guess what? I am pretty confident that my several episodes of the Controlavirus plandemic have weakened my immune system. Either the poison that I had myself injected with or the actual Controlavirus has destroyed my immune system. And that's my own fault. I should have never allowed it. I should have never been coerced into getting the jab. That was a mistake. And now we know that's true, because we know how many people have died. We don't even know how many people have died, but we know there's thousands, hundreds of thousands that died because of the shot, and it did nothing to stop the pandemic. Therefore, it was not a vaccine. Sorry, it just was not. It was not. Did not stop infection. That's what a vaccine does. You don't call it a flu vaccine. You call it a flu shot. Well, if you get the flu shot, it will weaken the symptoms when you get the flu. It will give you a little flu, and it'll weaken the systems so you don't die, so you don't end up in the hospital with the flu. Does that sound familiar? Because that's exactly what they said for the control of virus, poison, plandemic. Released from Wuhan. Anyway, I got sidetracked. So that's how I started in broadcasting and public access television. Now, I started with my local studio. Then I expanded to other local studios. And then at one point, I had something like 30 different cable systems that were broadcasting my show. And I spent a lot of time after each recording. Remember, this is back in the videotape times. 99 is when I started that show. And so that show, I distributed all over the country with videotapes. I would literally dub tapes. In Anchorage, Alaska, they wanted a 3/4-inch tape. You ever seen a 3/4-inch tape? It's about that big. And then in other markets, it was SVHS, Super VHS. If you don't know what that is, it has much better quality video than regular VHS. But the tapes are more expensive. So it got to be too much to have to buy those tapes. So if the studio wouldn't take plain VHS, then I just wouldn't send it to them anymore. So I used to send these tapes. I used to do the master and super VHS. Then I used to dub to VHS to send those tapes. And then studios like GCI in Anchorage, Alaska, used to send me back the 3/4-inch tapes so I could use them over again. Because obviously they're very expensive. So I would use them over and over and over again. And they're a good quality tape. I had a big 3/4-inch deck that I used to record them with. So when I moved to Bend, Oregon, the cable company there promised to let me use their studio. They didn't promise, but they told me I could use their studio. And then when I got there, oh no, you can't use our studio. So I had to buy all this equipment and do it at home, which I did. And I had a character generator. I had a digital 8 camera that I used to record it with. And then I had two decks. I had three decks. I had a VHS deck, a Sony SVHS deck, and a Sony 3/4-inch deck. And that's how I used to dub the tapes. And so, and I had a little video editor where I could actually record from one tape to another. You would choose where it starts recording and stops. Didn't work great. And then of course I had a mixer where I did my radio show, my TV show, and I can't remember. I did the radio show on Radio Free Dish Nuts every week, but I did the TV show. Seems like I did the TV show every other week. I don't think I did it every week. So it just got to be too much to do the TV show. So I quit doing it and only did the radio show. And that was why I was so happy to find Radio Free Dish Nuts. Do you know how I found Radio Free Dish Nuts? I worked noon to 9, Tuesday through Saturday. So after 5 o'clock, I couldn't shut anything off. That's prime time. That's when people are watching TV. So I couldn't shut anything off. So I would listen to Radio Free Dish Nuts in the evening. And I think the first show that I ever watched was Tom and Daryl, or listened to, was Tom and Daryl. But I remember Dean Spratt that did Sky Scanner. He was great. May God rest his soul. I remember a lot of the shows that I used to listen to back then. Really enjoyed it. So I kept doing the show on Radio Free Dish Nuts. Then I went into full-time radio. And I worked for three different radio stations in Sitka, Alaska, Mammoth Lakes, California, and in Southwest Texas. The radio station was actually in Meade, Kansas. Southwest Texas, why did I say that? Southwest Kansas. In Meade, Kansas was where this radio station was I worked for. And then I just got so tired of starving in small market radio that I went back to doing engineering work, which I still do today. And then I do these shows as a hobby. People, and I've never stopped broadcasting since 1999. And people ask me all, so that's 25 years that I've been broadcasting. And people, how much do you get paid to do your Rumble and your podcast? I don't get paid anything to do it. You know how much money I've made doing my Rumble video? I think I've made like $5. You can't even get any money from Rumble until you make like $50. That's how much money I have made since I've been doing my Rumble videos. So obviously I don't do it for money. I do it to bring news to you, the listener, the viewer on Rumble, the listener on Radio Free Dish Nuts, on my podcast, on the Gamebird server. So wherever you watch and listen, I thank you so much for watching and listening. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm going to keep doing it till I can't do it anymore. You know, and that's, I do need to buy some new computers for the studio, but hey, if they keep working. Got a text from a Bill.
We will withdraw this money.
Don't you love all the texts you get? It's so silly. I've had to mute a few of them, right? So they don't text me in the middle of the night. I've had to mute a colleague. I've had to mute family members. There is a time difference between the left coast and where we live in central time. Somewhere in West Texas. Yeah. There's a time difference. So if it might be 10 o'clock where you are, but it's midnight here, and that's past my bedtime. Because I'm old, as you know, I'm pretty old. So that's my broadcasting experience. And it's been a lot of fun. It really has. And I would like to go back to radio full time. And this is why I say there are people probably looking at my Rumble, listening to my podcast. And you know what? I don't care if they like what they see or don't. I really don't. I really don't care. I found one radio station that's probably looking for someone like me. They want someone that actually expresses an opinion and is not some generic mind-numb robot that's on corporate radio. Because that's what you're getting. Even here locally in market 152 or whatever we are, I hear a lot of voice tracking. And it's sad. Now, what happened to live radio? Local stations may be live in the morning, maybe in the evening, and that's it. With the exception of a sports station I listen to regularly, which is great. In fact, this market's so small, they only do Nielsen ratings every spring and fall. You know, it used to be radio stations were Arbitron rated, and then TV stations were Nielsen rated. Well, now Nielsen owns everything. So last time that the ratings came out in the fall of 2000, let's see, where are we now? We're in the spring of 2024. The fall ratings haven't come out yet. As of last time I checked, doesn't matter. The point is, last time there were ratings, local Texas Tech sports station was rated number one, which is awesome. That's very good. That's very good. The way you attract listeners to a radio station is by connecting with the listeners. I have to speak to you directly. That's how you connect with listeners. I don't want to hear, hey, folks, you know, you all, Yeah, I learned from my very first full-time radio station how to communicate with listeners. And the most rewarding thing to be in radio was that people would tell me, you know what, Steve, when we get up in the morning, we have the clock radio set to you. You are the first voice that our family hears in the morning. That's pretty awesome to know you make such a difference in people's lives. And I don't take that lightly. So that's what I love most about working in radio is communicating directly with listeners. You know, you go out to a live remote, you talk to listeners. You do a promotion and you can really make a difference in people's lives. And that show will be the show that they talk about around the water cooler. Do they even do that anymore? Water coolers? I don't know. Anyway, that's going to do it for me on today's Rumble. As I promised you, less politics today. Talked about me and lots more. Not just, it's because it's not all about me. Again, I'm very thankful to be blessed this Thanksgiving, and I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with you and yours. And we'll be back with you next week. So until then, hey, you have a great weekend. You have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. That's it for the Rumble. Last week when I uploaded the Rumble, it seemed like it took forever. I mean, hours and hours. It did. It took forever because the interwebs were so slow last Saturday. I anticipate it's probably going to be slow today.
because it is the day after Thanksgiving. So I anticipate it's going to be slow. So let me put on my headphones here. I'll cue up some music for you. Coming up in just a bit, I'm going to have some kind of patriotic tribute music. I just feel like it's appropriate. So I'm going to play that for you. I see stuff that I queued up last week that I don't think I want to play. So I'm going to cue everything up. This is a great song that I didn't play last week. And I think you'll like it. It's Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Blue on Black, on the Stephen Roy Show.
Oh my God, no way! Oh my God, no way!
Oh my. I'll get it right. Give me a minute. It's not playing. Cause XP sucks.
My God, RFD.
Yeah. real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Fly away. said the hip hop, the hibbit to the hip hip hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm, and I'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S and the O-V-A and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big guns that definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talk on my checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a punk from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, holiday. Is on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. There you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shaking dairy. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Who's the short shot MCs for the affair? Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, pop, the pop, the pop, dibbit, dibbit, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all, and give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here. I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggers in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4, come on, girls, get on the floor. Come alive, y'all, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
Said a hip hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip hip hop, but you don't stop, rock it to the bang, bang the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. Well, skittle bebop, we rock a Scooby Doo. And guess what, America, we love you, well, cause you're rocking and rolling with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba to the boogie, bang bang, the boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique. Come on, everybody, and dance to the beat.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, aw, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zappa. I'm like, yo, Zappa, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States or whatever. And this is my United States or whatever.
RIAA, bite me.
Denied.
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
Cable
is hour number two of the Stephen Roy Show, and yes, I am he. Turn this down. And turn my headphones up because I'm deep. It's hour number two for November 29th, 2024. That's right. You heard me right. Recording this on a Friday for your consumption. I got some great music queued up. I'm going to play more. I'm going to start with Lainey Wilson. I really, really enjoyed his, Now I messed up all the songs that I played. I know I played this one. Anyway, we'll start with Lainey. I got a heart like a truck, and she was good on the Cowboys game last night. Halftime Thanksgiving! You know what's great about the second hour? There's less Steven and more great music.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I got a hankering for four wide tires, and I can't help it. It's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close. Boy, you need to know. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drugged through the mud. Runs on dreams and gasoline. And that old highway holds a key. It's got a left foot down when it's leaving. Lord knows it's taking a hell of a beating. A little bit of love is all that it's needing. But it's good as it is tough. I got a heart like a truck.
My God, RFD! Thank you.
this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds pitched by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true, saying,
this is my message to you. Ooh-ooh.
Singing, don't worry about a thing.
real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
What is it?
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
How deep is your love?
Is your love how deep?
life. So they say, it's but a game, and they let it slip away. Love, like the autumn sun, should be dying, but it's only just begun. Like the twilight in the road up ahead, they don't see just where we're going. And all the secrets in the universe whisper in our ears. All the years will come and go, take us. Say, for the fools, and they let them drift away. Peace, like the silent dove, should be flying, but it's only just begun. Like Columbus in the olden days, we must gather all our courage. Sail our ships out on the open sea. Cast away our fears, and all the years will come and go. Take us up, always up. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way again.
So laugh while laughing is easy. I wanna cry, and it makes it worthwhile. I may never pass this way again. That's why I want it with you. 'Cause you make me feel like I'm more than a friend. Like I'm the journey, the journey's in.
Got the TV on, the sound turned down, and a bottle of wine. There's pictures of you and I on the walls around me. The way that it was and could have been surrounds me. I'll never get over you. walking away. I've never been the kind to ever let my feelings show. And I thought that being strong meant never losing your self-control. But I'm just drunk enough to let go of my pain. To hell with my pride, let it fall like rain from my eyes. Tonight I wanna cry. Would it help if I turned a sad song on? All by myself. Would sure hit me hard now that you're gone. Or maybe unfold some old yellow lost love letters. It's gonna hurt bad before it gets better. But I'll never get over you by hiding this way. Just drunk enough to let go of my pain. To hell with my pride, let it fall like rain from my eyes. Tonight I won't cry. But I'm just drunk enough to let go of my pain. To hell with this pride, let it fall like rain.
Good friend.
Wilson Phillips, You're in Love on the Stephen Roy Podcast. That's going to do it for me this week on the show. I hope you enjoyed it. Sure enjoyed bringing it to you. Caught me eating a turkey sandwich. No, not leftover turkey. I know, that's what you'd expect, right? Yesterday was Thanksgiving. No, it's some sandwich meat. I just didn't feel like turkey. I had turkey for lunch yesterday with family, which was awesome. Then had turkey for supper last night, and now I'm just having thinly sliced sandwich meat. Well, that's going to do it for me on today's podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Still got about the 14 minutes and change to go. I'm going to play this one for D. Hey, you have a great week. You have a great evening, a great day, a great every day. Yes, now you have to. Here's Will Downing. Our song. Our first dance at our wedding. Drowning in Your Eyes on the Stephen Roy Podcast.
Feel the ground slipping away like a sigh that greets the close of day. Feel the water's welcoming arms embrace me in the quiet. Can't hear what you say anymore, just the sound of trees on the ocean floor, irresistibly drawn from the shore. I drowning in your eye, I'm floating out to sea, helpless on a restless tide. Between you and me, I'm drowning. I'm drowning. Moving slowly as if in a dream, the colors change from blue to green. Me reflections of you in forest deep. I'm passing through in the swell of the storm. We're as one, we're dancing in the morning sun. Could it be that we've only just begun?
at you. Tried to reach you, but you're so, so far. In your eyes, helpless on a restless tide that flows between you and me.
I wanna love somebody. heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough. Oh, oh, baby. My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to, no matter how I try. It's like the more you give, the more I want. And baby, that's no lie. Oh, no, babe. Tell me, what can I say? What am I gonna do? How should I feel when everything is you? What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel a change. Something moving, I scream your name. Look what you got to do with, darling. I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, baby. Oh, no, baby. Girl, if I could only make you see and make you understand. Girl, your love for me is all I need, and more than I can stand. Oh, well, babe, how can I explain all the things I feel? You've given me so much, girl, you're so unreal. Still, I keep loving you more and more each time. Girl, what am I gonna do? Cause you're blowing my mind. I get the same old feeling every time you're here. I feel a change. Something moves. I scream your name. Look what you got to do with, darling. I can't get enough of your love, babe. Oh, no, babe. Baby, it didn't take all of my life to find you. You can believe it's gonna take the rest of my life to keep you. Oh, oh, baby. Darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby.